So there was one night, I remember it so vividly. It was like 2 a.m. in the morning. I think my inbox was like 40 emails deep. And I remember sitting there thinking, do I actually want to run this agency? What does it mean? And am I totally cut out for it? But before we start and before we go into why we're here, what this is about, if agency life has felt really heavy, and trust me, I know exactly how it feels, you are not broken, you are not alone, you're not the only person. And I really want to open up that space for honest conversations, the honest side of agency life, and talk about the truth, what it looks like to be in the agency world, not just as a founder, as a team member, working with clients all the time, and just what it's really like to build something, an engine. And that's why we're here today.
So, Kate, welcome to the Agency Diaries podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited.
How exciting. So tell me a little bit. Let's go straight in.
Okay.
What is Agency Diaries?
Okay. So Agency Diaries was born out of me being in this space. So, you know, I've gone from a freelancer journey to thinking, okay, so I absolutely love the clients that I work with. Do I carry on doing what I'm doing? Do I grow it? Or do I just go back into a full-time job? And I was at the point where I was like, which way do I go? And then as we've progressed, so for everybody that doesn't know us, we are KW Marketing. Yeah. Laura, what do we do?
We are a food and drink digital marketing agency.
Yeah. So, and we're really, really proud of all of the stuff that we do, especially with the clients that we work with, and we get loads of good foodie samples. But if we take it back, what I found was, and especially found it quite difficult, was when you grow an agency, yes, it's a business and agency life is a business, but actually growing an agency is so different because there's multiple moving parts to it. The industry is very different. It moves so quickly. And what I felt at the time was, and I still to this day feel as though there's not a space for people to talk about the ins and outs of it. Like what goes on in agency world? What are the highs? What are the lows? What are the difficulties? Are you constantly on the rat race? Are you constantly going around that hamster wheel? So the Agency Diaries was born out of that space. It was born out of a passion for wanting to share the highs, wanting to share the lows. So if anybody is an agency founder, if they are a creative, if they are a freelancer, if they sit in this world that we absolutely love and we know oh so well, that is what the Agency Diaries is for. It's to give you support. It's to help you along the way. And it's to open the gates to honest conversations.
Love that. And would you say, obviously, we call it the Agency Diaries. Is it just for founders? Is it just for agencies? Who is it for? Who are you talking to?
Oh, interesting question. So in essence, if you are working in our world, and when I say our world, you either own an agency, you either are a freelancer, you are a creative. So whether you're a marketing manager, whether you are a social media manager, as long as you sit in this world that is fast paced, this is for you, right? Because yeah. At every different end, at every different touch point, the conversations are going to be the same. So my conversations around clients, business growth, you know, how can we streamline our deliverables, all of those things are conversations that Laura, as our senior account manager in our agency, also has.
Yeah.
Laura is a creative. She's also an influencer. She works in social media. So I think all of those conversations go across the space
definitely.
Being creative. And that's what the Agency Diaries is for.
So then why now? What's changed now?
Ooh. I think as we are growing, so as KW Marketing is growing, I feel so fiercely passionate about my team, what we're creating, the environment that we're creating, and in particular, the growth phase that we're in right now, It's highlighted to me that there isn't necessarily that support for us.
Yeah.
And it's something that is really important because the bottom line is we're an agency from the Southwest. We're based in Devon. We're not based in London. We don't have loads of funding. Mm-hmm. You know, KW Marketing started... I started it when I was on my own. We've had no investment. We've had nothing go into the business.
Yeah.
So the growth phase that we're in is organic. Mm-hmm. And everything we do, we have to do really well. And from that piece then goes into, we also need support in the right areas.
I was going to say, is this something that you kind of wish you'd have had?
I would have loved to have a place where I can go and talk to other agency owners, other, you know, creatives and founders around, oh my God, our clients aren't paying on time. What does that mean for a cash flow perspective? Or, oh my goodness, you know, my team's growing. I don't know what team member to recruit.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there isn't always a right answer. But I think what I found along this journey of growing an agency is actually the difficulty and differences between a business model and an agency business model. And it's very different.
Definitely. And that's what I was going to say. Like, is that what you kind of think agency life is shown to be? This nice, glossy, oh my God, it's the dream. Everyone wants to work in an agency.
Oh, I know.
Is that what you, did you fall into that at the start because that's what you'd seen?
Yeah. And I think that's a really difficult question because I think when, and I remember someone saying to me maybe 4 years ago, Kate, what do you want? Like, what do you want out of what you're doing? And the one thing I said at the time was, I just want an office. And she was like, what does that mean? And I was like, I don't really know, but I just want an office for our agency. And then the more we've grown, like we as a team have moved so far away from wanting an office. And actually we work really well in our own environments and we also equally love it when we all get together.
Yeah, definitely.
But what does having an office mean? And I think it's aligning with, you know, the polished version of what an agency looks like online. You always see, you know, especially we're a female founded agency, the majority of us are females. And that's really important to me. And it's really important from a client perspective as well that, you know, we pick up on those emotive sides of business as well.
Definitely.
And we are human first. And that's something we really promote.
Really important, yeah.
But I think when you go online and on social media, you see like, you know, women sat behind a desk with high heels on and like, oh, agency life
is
so clean and simplistic. Although we were called trendy this week.
We were called trendy, but we also, we put on that very well when we're out in public.
I think so.
But in reality, on our Monday Zoom calls, you're in your gym kit, Phoebe's in a hoodie.
I know.
And I've just about thrown on whatever's clean on a Monday.
And you all love it when I do a 9 o'clock call.
Honestly, that's when I'm literally one eye's open. So trendy. Just rolled out of bed.
I know, literally. But I think going back to it, there is this sort of polished view of what agency life looks like.
Definitely.
And again, what I want the agency diaries to be is to kind of unpick that because it's not, that isn't how it is or that isn't how it's been for us.
Yeah.
Or maybe for me, that isn't how it's been for me. You know, I never came from a business background. I never did business at uni. So all of these things are things that we've had to like pick up and learn as we go. And we've probably not gone as quickly as we can go because we've had to learn it along the way. And hopefully this is a space where those conversations can start to form. Because again, I think something else that happens a lot, especially in the agency world is, and I say this all the time, I know I say it to you guys, we aren't reinventing the agency wheel.
Yeah.
Agencies have been around for like 60, 70, 80 years. Might be an exaggeration.
I was going to say, have they?
Yeah. But we're not reinventing what we are as an agency. Yeah. We are, you know, one of thousands and thousands of other agencies. But what makes us different?
Yeah.
And that's
it's
a
really
key
important.
Piece that's really, really important. So as we're learning, as we're growing, all of those things then come into, you know, how can we really narrow down? And I think one of the biggest things that really has worked for us is niching.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big learner for us. And that felt really scary at the time. I remember someone saying to me as well, like, you need to niche down. And I was like, I don't want to niche down. And we were at the crossroads where it was, do we niche into email and do we become an email agency? Or do we niche into food and drink and do we go into a specific vertical?
Mm-hmm.
And we went into food and drink. We're massive foodies. We love all of the food that we get. We love going out and about. But again, I think that it was a massive business move.
Definitely.
And it gave me sleepless nights. Like I was like, I remember even like go back 6 months and I was waking up and I was like, oh shit, we've done the wrong thing here.
Because I remember because when I started, you were very much, I joined and there was an array of clients, but you were like, oh, we're going to be a food and drink agency. And I was like, I'm sold. I'm so here for that. But it was very much of, we're going to be a food and drink agency, but we're not. And we want to be, but we're not. And it was, obviously, I came in with fresh eyes. So I was like, let's do it. Let's do food and drink. Yay. And obviously, I'm not the founder. So I don't have the same kind of business insights of.
It was scary.
Yeah.
I don't have
that.
Scary.
I'm like, yay, it's exciting. Whereas you're like, oh my God, I need to pay the bills.
It's really scary. And I think it's scary because, and this is where it comes different to normal business.
Yeah.
We have to go by seasonality. And a lot of our clients are seasonal clients. So again, it goes into, okay, so if you niche into an audience or, you know, a client vertical, what happens when that seasonality comes in? And again, that gave me a lot of sleepless nights because I was like, God, that means
what
quarter
four. What do we
fours.
Do in February?
Yeah. Go on holiday. So it's all of those things around, there's so much noise about what agency looks like, agency life looks like. There is so much noise in terms of what it visually should look like as well. But exactly like Laura just said, the reality is if you catch us 4 days a week, we're like hair on top of our head in leggings and we are working seriously hard. Yeah. Like it's an easy ride. Like it's quick. It's really quick. And I think that's a massive thing.
So obviously you've said why kind of you've started it and what kind of the KW's growth, but what can other people get from the agency diaries? Like, why is this a thing? Obviously we know why you wanted it and what you felt was missing, but what can I, you know, Billy from Billy's agency, what can I get from the agency diaries?
So the idea behind the agency diaries is to open up the space of the agency world. Okay. So it's all those difficult conversations that nobody ever has. And when I say that, I mean things like the difficult client calls that you might have.
Yeah.
Nobody ever prepares you for that.
No one prepares you for that first time that you cry after your call.
Yeah. And I think that for me was a massive turning point. And I know we're going to talk about that in more detail in a later episode, but it's how to deal with those conversations, those difficult conversations, things like all of the stuff that I call boring, contracts, like HR.
Yeah, admin Fridays.
Yeah. Oh, I hate admin Fridays. All of that sort of boring in inverted commas stuff that is really, really important. And when you're a creative like I am, like you are, the admin stuff is really boring because it's not our first skill set. Like the bottom line is we're marketers and that's our bread and butter. So things like that, that hopefully will help Billy, who's listening, to help him in his agency world, in his sort of growth journey. Even if you're a freelancer, those things around difficult conversations, client contracts, proposals, what to put in your proposals, all of that stuff will hopefully help in terms of getting more eyeballs on what you're doing.
Definitely.
So what I want to create with the agency diaries is a place that is going to be really insightful. It's going to help people to learn. It's going to feel like we're giving you a massive hug as well, because there's
Which
so
I can
many
imagine
times,
you probably needed quite a lot.
Yeah, there were so many times that I just felt like, I'm just going to give up now. I'm done.
And I suppose as well, you're talking like you talk to your husband and stuff and they don't get it. Like,
they don't get
people
it.
People who are not in the world don't get it. And they're like, what do you mean you're stressing because a client's messaging you at 8 o'clock at night and you're out for a family meal? And
yeah.
You're like, but there's people don't get it and they're not in the same world. It's nice, I suppose, to have someone like, obviously we've got our team that we speak to. But I imagine, especially if you're a freelancer, that is terrifying.
Yeah. And I think as well, that was a massive point. That is a really good point to cover, actually, Laura. It's around when you're a freelancer, you are on your own. You bend over backwards for clients because they are your sole world.
That's your income. Yeah. That is your source of paying your bills.
They are your whole world. They pay your bills. So kind of those boundaries are stretched more than they would be in an agency world.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think one of the biggest things that we're still learning and is really important to talk about is boundaries.
Yeah.
And it's how we go from being human first, real people.
But understanding that we also
have a life
outside of work. Like, same as they do, have a life outside of their business and don't reply to us when they're busy.
Yeah.
But when we're busy, we also, like, on a Sunday at 3 o'clock, I'm really sorry, I can't fix your Facebook ads.
I have a roast to go to.
Yeah, I can't fix your Facebook ads because I'm nowhere near my laptop.
No, and that is something that, and again, talking honestly, that is still something that we're balancing because we are balancing in terms of, I really appreciate that my team need to switch off to show up for their best self, right? Yeah. But then as a client, do they need a reply from a business? And again, I think we're working through that sort of muddy water, which is quite muddy. But all of those things are things that I'm really hoping the agency diaries will help with.
And I think when you've been saying it, it's really important to think that, like, there is the boundaries because obviously clients, kind of lose that boundary sometimes because they think, well, that we're paying for a service.
Yeah.
But if they had an employee in-house doing that, would they expect them to work at 7 o'clock at night? No, because
no.
They would go home from the office and switch off. So it's setting that, well, actually, we're humans as well, kind of boundary. And I think that's where the agency diaries will help you kind of gain that confidence.
Because
I know from like working with you, you had, until you'd worked with other agencies as well, that you'd seen their onboarding documents and things like that, that you were like, oh wow, we can be harder than we are. Like, we're too nice.
We are too nice, I think.
Which is it's a good thing. But sometimes, you know, when you are trying to switch off in an evening, we don't all want to be upset because a client's angry. And then we're also passionate that we don't want to like leave it and be
no.
Like, because we'll all see that message and be like, I could just go and do it. And again, working from home, it's so easy to be like, oh, my laptop's upstairs.
Yeah, I'll just go and have a look.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, don't worry, just pause the film we're watching.
Yeah. And I think what is also really important is because it's such a fast-paced environment, because everything moves so quickly. And again, obviously, we're a digital agency, so we work in channels like Instagram, TikTok, email marketing, that literally never stop. We never have a minute to breathe. And my husband, again, he is such a good example of that. He's like sat there next to me and he's going, you're going to put your phone down? And I'm like, no, this is my downtime now. And I'm like looking at the stuff that we've put out over the last like 2 weeks. It's because I don't have time to look
at
that.
Don't actually acknowledge things.
No. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, like Phoebe, who is one of our team members, she's created this amazing thing and I haven't had time to look at it. And then I'm digesting it all and I'm like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
So because it's such a fast paced environment, it's about building a business and building an agency and building a brand, which it is a brand. You are creating a brand. And it's about creating it, but surviving at the same time, not creating it and like killing yourself off. And again, like we all talk, there's such a buzzword around burnout and I hate the word burnout. And it's like me hating the word strategy in digital marketing because I think it's a buzzword. But burnout in terms of in agency world, things go so quickly that burnout happens quicker. And that's when, you know, when we're on team calls. And again, Laura, you're a great example. Like I see you on a call and you're like, I've just got this list to go through with you. And I just need to talk to you about all of these things. And I'm like, whoa, let's just break it down. Let's calm down. But that is because it's so fast paced.
Yeah.
And if I go back to my corporate days, I thought it was fast paced then.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not.
And I think that is another massive learner for me that this is such a fast paced environment. And it's about building something where it's sustainable and you can carry on surviving with it and not killing yourself off during the process. I'm still alive, by the way.
You're still alive. Still alive, but she's barely breathing.
Yeah.
So we're going to just take it a little bit deeper.
Oh, gosh.
It's going to be just some quick, hard-hitting questions that kind of inspired why KW is a thing and now why agency diary is a thing. So tell me a bit about the night where you nearly quit.
Okay, so I had, it was a client project that we'd been running and we were right at the last point of the client project. Like it was just about to go live. I was so proud of the work that we'd done. Like it wasn't just work I was doing. The whole team had got into it. Everybody had gone like literally above and beyond for this project. And there were so many people like hoping and praying that it would succeed. And then something at the last hurdle like fell. Or something had happened, and without going into too much detail, naming any names, something had tipped it. And I was like, oh my God, the book stops with me. Like my team have now gone home. They're all really excited. So I felt the pressure from my team thinking, we need to make this amazing.
Yeah.
I felt the pressure from the client because they needed this to go live. They needed it to succeed. But then I also thought, shit, everything stops with me.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, I just can't take this, like this whole thing on my shoulders all the time on my own. And then I think the conversations around, and it's always around, you know, imposter syndrome and everybody talks about it. Why did you set this up? You know, why? And then in my head, I'm like, why have I done this on my own? Why have I not got somebody else working with me to support me with it? Because then the book would stop with both of us. And then I have to like pull my thoughts back and go, we've done amazing. This is who we are. This is what we've achieved. And try and like pull my own thoughts back in my head. But I think for me, it's always project related when I second guess things. It's always when we spent so much time and money into a project and something really small can just tip the scale. And I'm like, oh, that is like...
So do you find client things kind of, obviously that was kind of your area of expertise, like dealing with clients and that. Do you find that harder to deal with now running an agency or having employees, doing that HR head? What is your kind of, I don't want to do this, this is scary?
So I think, and again, I had a really interesting conversation last week. I was like fully in operations. So I started, and basically the agency was born out of me being an OCD freak and being really good at organizing. Yeah. And I was like, I can do this because I'm so organized. I'm really good at getting project deadlines done. Bit of a geek at heart. So loved all the tech. Like, and that's where it started in my freelance days. And then I think as we then started to recruit and employ people, we were really, really lucky with our first few recruits, which weren't the current team now. But that was a massive learner because they were like my first team members. Yeah. And I was like, oh, not quite sure how to do this thing.
So was that, just to interrupt you there, was that always a decision that you had from the start that you were going to grow and have team members, or were you just, I'm going to be a freelancer?
It was, I'm going to be a freelancer. And then I got to the point where I had so much work and I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Then I kept freelancing, but using other freelancers to help support with my work. And then I got to the point where I was like, should probably just grow what I'm doing properly. But in answer to your question, because I was so like operational led, and again, I think that's probably where we work so closely together around what does that operations piece look like? What does that delivery piece look like? For me to step out of that is a massive step.
Yeah.
Because that's where my skill set was.
That's what you started. That's where you started and what you were doing.
Yeah. So for me to then step into that sort of visionary business head of, right, okay, this is real now, Kate. Yeah. This is like, you've got to grow this thing. Mm-hmm. How are you going to do it? And what levers can you pull to do it? For me to go from ops into that piece, I felt has been a massive transition. Yeah. I don't feel like I'm fully out of it, but I feel like if I go back to January 24 versus now, I am like 90% better than I was back then. And that goes into having a great team. Like you, I know that if I speak to you like this, 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 and this, and I'm like, yes. So that is really important.
Yeah.
But to go from one part into another part and into that sort of visionary business growth phase, that then has all the, and I'm going to call it boring stuff.
Yeah.
HR, goals, contracts, all of that stuff that doesn't come naturally to me.
Yeah.
So, and again, a really good example, I spoke to one of the team yesterday and they were asking a question about a project and I was like, I'm just doing accounts at the moment. Like I physically cannot answer any questions because I find it hard.
To get into that zone.
To get into that zone. Whereas if somebody said to me, Kate, go and create an email campaign, I'd be like, yeah, it's done in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because that comes easy to me. So I think from that growth perspective, it's really important that you identify where your skill sets are, mm-hmm. what lane you want to be in and whether it's the right lane to be in.
Yeah.
And that's always a balance. Should you be in that visionary piece or should you get somebody else to help you with that visionary piece? And we're still navigating that.
So as we're still navigating that, how are we going to help people in the agency diaries? What's going to be there for them?
Ooh. So I am so lucky that we have had some fantastic people that have supported us along the way and over the years. And they varied. So they varied from like sales coaches to... HR, like we've had some HR support from one of our old clients, which I'm so grateful for because, again, that's such a tricky one to navigate. We've had somebody help us who I call my GDPR lady because for me, like all of that stuff is just so difficult to navigate. And recently I've spent a lot of time and especially going into 2026 thinking about, you know, what it looks like for us. Mm-hmm. And more so than ever, a word that I keep using with the team, and Laura, you'll know this really, really well, like we have matured so much as an agency. So as we mature, it means that, and again, that engine that we're building is going to keep going, but it's going to be going faster.
Yeah.
So I've spent a lot of time working on what that looks like for us. And we have the framework around how we're building it. And I'm going to share that within the agency diaries. Because again, it sounds really simple, but why run an agency? What's the goal? Definitely. And I never used to think it was very important, but the more we grow, the rest of the team need to be invested in it as well. And by the way, we've got a retreat in January, which is a massive, massive stepping stone for us. Because if I go back 4 years, if somebody said to me, Kate, you're going to take your team away, I'd be like, oh my God, I'd never be able to afford that. Yeah. Like, what's that going to look like? What are we going to do? And now I've got like a full itinerary. Yeah. Like, we've got our vision for 2026. Like, we've got everything mapped out. And that's what I mean by maturing along the way, which is really exciting. And I think, again, the more I can share those tactics, the more I can share that thought process, the more I can share things that people have shared with me that have made me stop and go, oh, that's really useful, actually. Yeah. Why did nobody tell me that at the beginning? But it's all just going to be in one place.
Nice.
So that's the point of
it. And
I
think a really a nice thing to kind of round up on is the fact that you're not starting the agency diaries to kind of be, oh, well, I've done it and I know everything.
No.
It's definitely...
We're doing it.
We're doing it alongside you.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of like collaborative without being like doing it together. But you also are. Like, make sure like you're not alone. And I think that's where it will sit really nicely, kind of no matter where you are in building an agency or freelancing. 100%. That it's not we're going, oh, well, we know what we're doing. We're experts. We're like, no, we're still...
Yeah.
We're still hustling with you and we're still having the same struggles and crying at the same things and laughing at the same things. And I think that's where... It'll sit really nicely, hopefully.
I think so. And the honest piece is really important because we're not here to say like, it's all flowers, it's all roses. It's really easy.
It's really not.
It's really not. And I think that is said too much.
Yeah.
And I went to an event actually a couple of weeks ago and that's probably where the agency diaries started bubbling. And it was all, oh, you know, how's business? How are you finding business at the moment? Oh yeah, it's great. It's really, really great.
You're like, it's... Just and me I'm that like, thinks it's not.
Yeah, and I was like, well, actually, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And I'm really tired. And I haven't, like most days, this is so awful, but again, I think it's worth sharing. I wake up, I don't have breakfast, I don't have lunch, and I'm just having dinner. And then my mum will be like, why are you not eating? You're looking really skinny. And I'm like, I've just got too much to do, mum.
It's quarter four, mum.
And all of those things are things that... need that sort of honest conversation around, like, it's hard work, basically. It's hard work.
Basically, what you're rounding up on is actually
it's
really hard.
It's hard work, yeah. And as part of, obviously, launching the agency diaries, so this is our first episode for our podcast.
That's why it's been a bit more kind of chatty and a bit more...
conversational.
What's going on?
What are you? Yeah. But as part of it, our first exciting piece of content that we're working really, really hard on... Yeah. Is what we're calling our agency survival kit. And that is going to be something that you can download. It's going to have resources in it. It's going to have tools in it. And it's going to be hopefully really, really insightful. But I think that is a really good point to open up the floor, Laura, and to say, you know, this is built out of, you know, community. It's built out of people. It's built out of honest conversations. So if there's anything in your world, whether you're a freelancer, creative, agency owner, and you find it really difficult and you feel as though people aren't talking about it because it's all polished and it's all glossy and no one wants to actually be like, well, my clients aren't paying me, which means actually next week our business might go under.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be, please just drop us a DM.
Yeah.
Like, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn as well. Please message us. Go and visit our website as well, because we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Like, those real conversations.
That's what this is all about.
That's what it's about.
It's not just about us.
No.
It's not about you. It's about everyone who is struggling.
Yeah, exactly that. And I think even when I first told the team about what we were going to do with the agency diaries, and again, even Laura, before we started this podcast, Laura's like, well, what do you want me to do? But you are such a fundamental part of our agency.
Yeah.
Actually, those conversations happen with you as much as they do with the rest of the team. So actually that conversation around, you know, those difficult conversations with clients or, you know, whatever it might be, it happens across the board.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Not just me.
You're not just taking the weight of it on your shoulders.
Yeah, exactly that. So that's...
I think that wraps it up quite nicely.
Does
basically,
it?
Let us know what you're struggling with.
Yeah.
Because we're probably doing the same.
Yeah, probably. And I guess we just want to listen to it as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I think as well, just before we finish, and I know I said earlier, we are based in Devon.
Yeah.
We're not based in London. And something we really advocate is the fact that we don't always get the best resources. We don't always get the best support. We don't always have, you know, funding open to us because we're in sleepy little Devon. And that's another reason why I think the Agency Diaries is going to be really, really exciting, because it's about connecting everybody in the UK together, and not just it being Devon based, but saying actually we should all have the same resources, we should all have the same sort of community to have these conversations.
Definitely.
I can't believe that was episode one for the Agency Diaries. Episode one done.
So yeah, drop us a like, comment, follow, subscribe, all of the good things. But yeah, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.